Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's enter into this time of meditation, this time of prayer with the Lord. Encourage you, as always, we begin with the acts of faith, hope, and love, those theological virtues that are the underpinning of our spiritual life, that grace we received at baptism, that sanctifying grace to have the life of the Trinity in our souls. And we access that life and we ignite it, we bring it to the present, to the fore in our thinking and our hearts by making these acts of faith, hope, and love. So they're always good to do at the beginning of your prayer. Jesus, I believe in you. I activate my faith. I believe that you're here present. I believe that you're speaking to me in this scripture and in this time of meditation. I believe that you are here present, not just here in this space, here accompanying me in my own life, but you're also in my soul, in my heart through grace. So I believe you're here. I hope in you. I hope in your promise, in your commitment to me, commitment to all your souls, your deep kind of love and desire to bring us to heaven. So I hope in you. I hope in you, Lord, and I hope that your grace will be active in me and through me in this time of meditation, and that I'll receive, I'm confident that I'll receive all the graces I need in this time of prayer. So I hope in you. I love you. I love you for all the gifts you've given me. I love you just for who you are, for your goodness, for your love, for your kindness, for your mercy, for the example you set me in the scriptures that I'll meditate on. I love you for how you're just good, how you love through the cross, and that you don't run away from the challenges and demands of love, or when your Father's will was difficult, you persevered, you showed that grit, that fortitude, that love that overcomes all obstacles. So I love you for that. Love you for all the graces you give me on a daily basis, the way you protect me from all evils, from temptations, and all the things that I don't experience. So many ways that you are guiding and protecting and that I don't notice. So thank you for that. And I love you for that. And now I move my mind, my heart towards the meditation proper, towards the reading of the scripture passage that will then allow me to talk to the Lord, will provide the material with which he and I will discuss and talk. It's from Matthew 16, 24 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." So at the beginning of this meditation, I can contemplate, imagine Jesus in this moment of teaching, having his disciples around him, his apostles. They're sitting there listening. Maybe they're outside. Maybe they're in someone's home. Maybe they're in a courtyard or near, who knows, a well. But he's got them there, and it's his words that create the moment, create the space. He takes control and he's teaching and sharing his heart with his apostles and disciples. And I see him there speaking, almost imagine myself amongst the disciples listening to the truth of these words. And my know you're Jesus, you're leading them towards Jerusalem. You're revealing them the cross. You've already explicitly mentioned your passion, death, and resurrection at least one time. You'll have another two or three. And here you're preparing them with the concept of the cross to help them understand that cross will be part of following you. And the first thing I meditate or that catches my attention, Lord, is that must word, must deny himself. That if you want to follow me, come after me, be my disciple, walk with me, understand me, take on my lifestyle, learn my lessons, you must deny yourself. There's no option in what you're explaining, Jesus. There's no most likely and for the majority of you or on occasion. No, it's everyone must deny himself. And not just that they must deny, but they also must take up a cross and follow. So you're revealing, hey, not only are you going to have to do that, but if you want to follow me, I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to take up the cross first, and you're going to be following after me. So if you want to be with me, be like me, learn from me, it involves the cross. Jesus, I wonder what was going on in your heart when you were thinking that, hearing, you know, teaching that. You had not fully experienced, at least in your flesh, the reality of the crucifixion yet. You knew it was coming, and even as you know it's your lot, part of the Father's will for you to save us, you also are encouraging, preparing your disciples for it. You know what's coming and you know what's going to happen afterwards, that this will be the truths on which all your followers after will build their life. Jesus, there's a second point that strikes me here as well, as my mind continues to want to dialogue with you and learn from you, is that you ask the question, you get our minds engaged in this process. You don't just teach, but you challenge us to enter in and wrestle with the truth by asking the question, a reflective question, like, hey, think about this. Like, really, in the end, what profit would there be if you got everything, if you got the whole world? In doing so, you forfeit, you give up, you let go of, you lose your life, right? Like, it's the same question, like, what could you give to an exchange of your life? What's your life worth? What would you be willing to give up or, you know, to get by giving up your life? Like, hey, I'll give up my life if I could get this. Is there anything more valuable, more important than your life, spiritual life, your physical life? I think that's what Jesus' point, you know what? Following me, being willing to give up because you love me and want to become like me, there's nothing greater. Like, there's no other thing that you should say, you know what? Sorry, Jesus, I can't. I prefer this more. Everything else is passing. Nothing else merits sacrificing the most important value, your life, your love, your relationship with God. Nothing is worth that sacrifice. So the opposite's true, that there should be a yes to everything God asks of me. Like, if it involves following him, it should be a yes. It reminds me of those conversations with, I don't know if they're jokes or it's like persons in the beginning of their phrase, well, it's a yes. Those who say, you know, I'm going to say yes to everything today, just before they even say what they're going to say, yes, of course, yes. There's this anticipatory attitude that no matter what, it's a yes. And that's what Jesus is asking. If you're following me, it's always a yes. Because to say no is to make another thing more important, a more important yes. And what else is there that's worth a yes other than a yes to Jesus? To his will, to eternity, to fully living my dignity as a son, daughter of the Father. Can't give anything in exchange for my life. And then this third point that strikes me, Jesus, is the reassurance of the final judgment and the reward we'll receive, that you affirm, you tell us at the end of time, the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in his Father's glory, so backed up by his Father, and he will be the judge. He'll repay each according to his conduct. Like, that's what's coming. So when you're calculating what's worth giving up, what's worth saying yes to, just know you're going to get a judgment and be paid back according to your conduct. If you're faithful, if you're loving, if you're unconditional in your yes, if you live a full-throated, you know, fully given, generous yes to me in all things, you will receive your reward. That's beautiful. And if you're doing that, I think that's part of the answer, Jesus, also to what does it mean that until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, right, they won't taste death. That some listening to you wouldn't taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in your kingdom. That's mysterious because we say, well, they all died, so did they not see it? Are you referring to your cross, resurrection, that that's already the coming of the kingdom that they're going to see? Could be for sure, but it may also be that as they live this mystery of the cross and love you, and surrender and sacrifice themselves, that as they do that, the kingdom will be coming in their own heart, and they're going to have a taste of the joy, the power, and the glory, and the freedom that comes from saying yes to you, even in this life. They'll see the kingdom happening. Lord, I pray that you would give me that kingdom. Now I take a moment, as I do at the end of every meditation, to reflect on a resolution of how I can bring this into my day, how I can let it affect my day, and make that resolution with the Lord. Promise him that this word will influence in some way your thoughts, your words, your actions this day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Talks, found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org. For links.